我上次讲银行预险记，这次讲主如何爱我们的过程。
And last time I talked about how God rescued me when I was about to be robbed outside a bank. And this morning I want to share with you how the Lord delivered me from the bondage of sin.
我跟我儿子换个位置好，因为一站上来脚就开始一直抖。
I need to exchange seat with my son because I'm trembling.
Okay. 我儿子看起来蛮强壮的嘛，哈。
I do look strong, don't I?
可是。他九岁的时候
When he was at eight, at nine,
我们差点失去了他
We almost lost him.
那时候是我刚开始碰到接触主的时候
And then I just started to getting to know the Lord at that time.
其实那时候心里还是充满很多疑问
And I had a lot of questions about my faith at the time.
还有不信
And also disbelief.
所以主也带我呢，经过他的旅程。
Through the journey of Derek, the Lord helped me to learn.
我才知道主是非常的爱我的。
And I realized that what a loving God I have.
然后他不只爱我，他也爱我的小孩，然后也是给我一个教会的家。
Not only he loves me, my child, also in, he has given me a wonderful, loving house of God.
我让 Derek 讲 hospital 的经过好。
And Derek will share with you what happened in the hospital.
When I was young, I learned about Jesus as a little child at school.
我小的时候在学校认识说耶稣这个名字。
But I was too young to truly believe that he was my Lord.
但我太小以至于我不能真正认识到他是我的主。
So that one day at the beach when we went to have fun and everything.
有一天我们到海边去玩。
I fell ill after I came out of the water.
当我从水里出来的时候我觉得很不舒服。
And after a few days, we could not, I was still sick and we did not know what we were supposed to do.
几天之后我还是很不舒服，没有人知道我到底是怎么回事。
So eventually I had a very high fever and I was sent to the hospital.
后来我就发了高烧，所以我父母带我到医院去。
I suffered extreme pain through the test they had to conduct on me to decide what I was sick with.
他们做各样的测验，但那个测验给我带来很大的痛，疼痛。
And when they could not figure out what I had, they sent me to an actual hospital for children.
后来呢，因为他们实在找不出来我问题，就把我送到一个正式的儿童医院去。
And there I was taken care of for about 2 weeks.
我在那里待了两个礼拜。
And they said I should be able to go after those 2 weeks.
他们本来说你在这里两礼拜之后就可以走，就可以出院了。
But then before, about a day before I was supposed to leave,
就在我该出院的前一天
I fell sick again.
我又开始很不舒服。
And it was very, very bad.
而且是非常的不舒服。
It was to the point where I could not sleep at all.
这个不舒服让我都不能睡觉。
And eventually they could only resort to certain medications to keep me well.
所以呢他们要给我各种的药让我稍微感觉好受一点。
But then after that, I believe I fell unconscious.
然后后来我就好像失去了知觉。
And during that time, the doctor said that I would die.
在我昏迷的当中医生觉得我恐怕不会活过来。
But I did not know this.
但是我当时并不知道。
And after 3 days, I had no idea that I had actually gone unconscious, but I thought that I was just sleeping.
我醒来之后已经是三天之后，我还以为我睡了一觉，我不知道我已经昏迷了三天。
All I could think that it was just a nightmare.
我以为我做了一个噩梦而已。
But then, I just finally noticed that after he said those words that it was possibly true that I would die.
后来我才知道，医生已经判断我有可能会就这样死掉。
But then I awoke from my coma.
当我从昏迷中恢复过来的时候
，and I felt completely fine, like nothing was wrong.
我觉得非常的舒服，好像没有生过病一样。
And the doctors did not know what happened. They just said that I got well out of nowhere.
医生也不知道我为什么突然之间就好了。
And I remember that while I was in the hospital that I saw a picture of Jesus.
我记得我在医院的时候我看见他们有挂着耶稣的画像。
And on the picture said that Jesus loves all his children.
那画像底下有一个经节说耶稣喜爱世上的小孩。
And then when I awoke and felt better, I thought of that picture.
当我醒来觉得舒服多的时候，我突然想到那个图画。
And I thought that I believe that God really loves His children and that He considered me one of His.
我当时就有很有一个信心，知道说神真的是爱世上所有的小孩，我就是那所有小孩里面的一个。
And from then on, I believed in the Lord with all my heart.
So 那个经历之后呢，我就全心相信我的主。
And I believed that the only reason I was sick was to be used as His servant, as a messenger, to get my family to believe also.
我相信我之所以生病呢，神就让我成为我家的一个祝福的使者，好叫我全家都能够得救。
Now I don't think of it as a bad thing.
现在回想，我知道那不是一个不好的经验。
Because of this experience, I was able to help my brother and my mom become servants as well and be saved.
因为这个经历让我的母亲、我的小弟弟都能够得救，并且向着神的信心更坚定，成为他的仆人。
And now I feel that my service to the Lord is only part done.
我个人觉得呢，神给我的差使还没有完成。
And that I must have a lot more to do than just this message.
我相信我所做的要超过仅仅是超过这个现在这个状况。
And I hope that from this experience that I can share with my friends as well and they too can be saved.
我希望借着这个经历，我也能够分享主的福音给我的朋友，让他们也能够得救。
And not just my friends, but as many people as I can meet throughout the world.
不仅是我自己的朋友，而是我所能接触到的人群。
And hopefully one day my dad will also see that I was sent here as a message and not just his son.
我希望有一天我父亲认识我是不仅是他的儿子，我而是带来这个福音的使者。
And I hope that I can save him too.
我希望我能够让我的父亲也得救。
Hopefully the light may shine upon those that do not believe yet, but I know that God will do all in His power to help us, His children, to be able to save those that who do not know that their Father is an almighty Lord of us.
愿福音的光照在那些不信的人的身上，让他们能够知道我们全能大能的父是谁。
I believe that we can use our faith to save as many people as we can.
我相信用着我们的信心，我们可以帮助许多人得救。
And once they are saved, they can also pass on the gospel in that one day we will all be united as one big family.
他们也可以把这个伟大的救恩传扬给其他的人，有一天我们都成为一个合一的伟大的家庭。
And that is all I can say.
就是我的分享。
我儿子比我勇敢哈。
My son is braver than I am.
在他昏迷的那三天
，I remember when he was in coma for 3 days.
我们并没有一个医生能够拯救我的
小孩。No doctor could help him.
那时候除了祷告，还有教会里不同的24小时有人在帮我们代祷。
And church was praying for us 24/7 during that period of time.
然后梁弟兄打电话通知我。
And then when Timothy called me,
他说。亲爱的姊妹，你不用担心。
Tina, do not worry.
因为在代祷的期间呢，主说没有问题的。
Because while we were praying for you, the Lord spoke and He said it will be all right.
可是我心没有完全相信。
However, I just could not believe at that time.
因为我是以人来观看说，怎么可能这么多的医生、这么多的护士，每天24小时看着我的小孩？居然没有一个办法可以拯救他。
Because from my point of view, I just saw doctors and nurses spend 24 hours every day trying to rescue him, but no one could help.
每天就是不同的，一直的抽血，一直的抽血，抽到没有地方可以抽，还要签证明说在动脉打个洞来抽他的血。
And they kept on drawing blood from him, and to a point that you can find no place to draw blood anymore, so they have to ask us to sign a release form because they want to poke a hole here.Around the heart, and so that they can draw more blood for the test.
当一个症状好了，换了另外一个症状，再交换一个症状。
When they were able to address one condition, another symptom surfaced, and then they addressed this symptom, another symptom was surfaced.
我儿子已经不像一个人。
And I barely could recognize my son anymore.
在他昏迷的前一天
，The day before he went into coma.
他发烧108度。
And his temperature reached 108.
他睡在冰床上。
He was sleeping on the ice bed.
加 IV, 加药加抽血任何可以使用的都用上。
And they applied everything on him. IV, drawing blood, and all kinds of medication.
可是温度就是降不下来。
But the temperature just would not come down.
所以晚上早上五点多。
I remember at around 5 a.m.
Seizure 发生。
And he started having seizure.
他整个当我小孩子我看我的小孩子整个萎缩看不到黑瞳眼的时候这整个是白色的。
His seizure caused him to roll his eyes, you saw only white part of the eyes, and he was like a shrinking and seizuring.
我除了哭我不知道我能做什么。
I could do nothing but cry.
所以他被送到了紧急的就是严重症状的 room 的时候。
So he was rushed to the ICU.
各位父母亲可能想说我还能做什么？以我们的能量，我力量，我们还能够做什么
？As parents, you know, you really couldn't do more than what they have done.
我们还甚至希望是我们在他的位置上，让我们的小孩子不要受这么多的辛苦。
All we want is like we can just exchange place with him, so that he won't have to suffer so much.
在医院的21天
，we stay in the hospital for 21 days.
我觉得我们两个是单独一个人。
And I felt two of us became one.
因为我们没有任何的亲朋好友关系呢，因为就好像我们俩是分离的。
And then we felt like we were left alone by the rest of the world.
可是我错了。
But I was so wrong.
我的教会在这边。
The church was here.
我的弟兄姐妹们一直在旁边支撑着我。
And the brothers and sisters were supporting us the whole time.
在他们帮我们祷告的时候。
While they were praying for us.
我们医院来了一个不是属于他们医院的医生。
A doctor came in to this hospital who does not belong to the hospital system.
因为主开了他的眼，真的是开了他的眼。
And I said the Lord opened his eyes.
整个医院这么多的医生，没有一个可以医治我小孩。可是那个不属于这个医院的医生来了，却拯救了他。
And none of the doctors belong to the hospital could help my son, but this outside doctor came in and he was able to diagnose it.
他们本来不准外面的医生来到他们的医院里面拯救，因为是他们的规定。
And policy speaking, they don't allow any outside doctor to come in to diagnose.
可是这位医生来到的时候 ，Derek 才被救活的。
But because of this doctor, he was saved.
所以有时候。经过这一段的经历以后啊
，And after this experience，
我们爱我们的小孩子爱很多。
We love our children so much。
可是想想，神可以把他的小孩又是独子赐给我们，然后为我们而死。
But then I realized what a great love involves when God is willing to give to us His one and only Son。
然后为了拯救我们。
In order to save us。
所以现在很多事情。在看事的时候，我们都要将心比心。
And so when I look at things nowadays, I try to see things through God's heart.
我没有人是一百分的。
No one is perfect.
我们只能用耶稣的心跟我们的心去照他，应该是我们应该照着耶稣的心为榜样，照着他的心而去做。
And I'm trying to view things through the heart of Jesus Christ, using His heart as an example, and I just try to follow that.
所以我感谢主救了我的儿子让我们的家庭能够来到主的家里。
I'm so thankful that the Lord has brought us to his house.
这我们的 share.
This is our sharing.
我们面对明天因他活着不再惧怕
And our dear friend Vivian wants to share with you what she has experienced these days, even though she has not been baptized, but we believe it's just a matter of time.
各位弟兄姐妹们，大家早安，大家好。
Good morning, everybody.
我叫 Vivian.
My name is Vivian.
今天可以有勇气站上来跟大家分享我信主的过程，都要感谢主。
I thank the Lord for giving me the courage to stand here to share with you my experience.
其实以前的我是信奉一贯道的，打从娘胎就开始啊，因为我们
I was born in an idol worshiping family, so I believe in 一贯道 since I was born.
因为我们就是整个家族全部都是一贯道的道亲，那
My entire family household belong worship this particular thing called 一贯道。
那不免俗的我也是啊，而且也非常的虔诚。
And I was born in such and raised in such an environment, so I was a devoted 一贯worshiper.
其实现在的我会信奉主耶稣，我也自己觉得很神奇，因为
So I find it amazing and miraculous that I can actually believe in Jesus Christ now.
因为以前呢、啊，其实我就知道，基督教这个教这种这是什么？信仰，对，那时候我就会，其实我就会抱持着很怀疑跟很不信的那种态度去看那些在台上啊传福音或者是传道的那些前辈们。
And I heard about Christianity before, and I knew a little bit about this faith, but I always was very skeptical about those people who stand in front of everybody and give testimony.
因为我看他们在台上讲。讲一些传道啊，讲一讲就开始哭了。
And because when they shared, they teared up so easily, they would cry.
然后我就会觉得，你们都在演戏吗
？And I thought they were just acting.
对，然后唱诗歌的时候也唱一唱就又哭了。
And when they sing their songs, halfway into it, they would cry again.
然后我就会想说，真的有那么感动吗
？And I wonder, are you really moved?
直到有一次就很神奇啊。
Until one time miraculously,
我自己在唱诗歌的时候
while I was singing their songs,
我竟然流下眼泪。
And a tear came down my face too.
然后我心里还很纳闷，天哪，我也会哭哦。
And I was so surprised, wow, I can cry too.
因为我老公常常说我很冷血。
Because my husband always thought I was cold-blooded.
所以自从我那一次唱诗歌哭了之后，我自己也觉得很奇怪。
I was so surprised that I actually cried when I sang their songs.
后来我去请教前辈们啊。
So I went and seek counsel from others.
那他们跟我说，这就是圣灵感动了我，所以我才会有感而发的流下眼泪。
They explained to me that you were touched and moved by the Holy Spirit. That's why you cried.
所以我就从此之后不再怀疑啊。
So that removed my doubt.
然后还有就是。其实我啦，从台湾到美国来这一年的期间
，And in the past year since I came from Taiwan，
我跟我老公就是一直在找房子
，And my husband and I have been looking for a place to live。
看，找了一年了
，And we have spent about a year now。
下了很多的 offer，
we gave a lot of offers。
但是就是都没有着落。
But then there was no result。
然后我就是，天哪，又哭了。
I can't believe I'm crying again.
然后就是都没有着落啊。
There was no result.
我就心里还是想要放弃。
And all, I decided to give up almost.
后来，因为带我们看房子那个 agent， 他是很虔诚的基督徒。
And the agent who showed us various houses is a very devoted Christian.
我就请他帮我祷告。
So I asked this agent to pray for us.
因为我自己我不知道怎么祷告。
Because I don't know how to pray.
后来我就跟他打哈哈的说
，So I jokingly I made this comment。
我就说， 如果让我真的买到房子啊，我就去教会两次，就两次哦。
And I said, you know, if God helped me to buy a house, I would go to church two times, but two times only.
Yeah. 就这么神奇的，可能主耶稣听到了我的祈求。
And marvelously, I believe Jesus heard my request.
在那个去年2009年12月31号。
So December 31st, 2009.
就确定我们已经买到了那一间房子。
And we were confirmed that the house belongs to us.
我跟我老公都不能相信。
And both my husband and I could not believe.
对啊，竟然就这么神奇。
Because it was just really marvelous.
我想，这如果不是主耶稣的恩典
，Without the grace of Jesus Christ,
我到现在还没有自己的房子。
I would not have my own house yet.
所以呀，这一切都要感谢主耶稣。
And I want to thank Jesus for that.
感谢。所以我想，今天可以来到现场，然后坐在下面，就是各位弟兄姐妹们，我们都是神最爱的儿女。
And I just want to share with everybody here that we are beloved children of God.
也是神把我们呼召回来。
And God has called us home.
希望我们这个大家庭。
And I hope this big family of God.
大家都能一起。效法主耶稣的精神
and can follow the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为神是爱我们的
because God is love.
谢谢大家
Thank you very much. We'd like to thank Vivian for the wonderful testimony. She has obtained a new life. And God blessed her. She is also pregnant with a new life within her.
Vivian 姊妹怀孕了
because she's pregnant. September, she will have a new girl, baby. And we rejoice together with her and her husband. They are our family now. So please remember them in your prayer also in daily living. Today, the Riverside Home Group is responsible for the gospel preaching. So my dear wife Rosa has a wonderful chance this morning. And she would like to talk about wonderful Jesus. I gave her 22 seconds. And if I look relaxed, and she changed her mind and says, not 22 seconds, I just follow the leading of the Lord. So she'd like to share with you. And God. So let's welcome Rosa.
What are you, eh?前面两位姊妹还有小弟兄会分享很长的故事，所以我就后补22秒。
At the back of that's why he gave me 22 seconds.
哇，感谢主，我在这边不是要分享我这一生成功的故事或者是失败的故事。
I'm not here to share my story of success.
Or failure.
Or failure.
乃是想要述说我在我生命里面有一位奇妙的主。
So I just want to share with you, there's this marvelous Lord in my life.
可以说超过半个世纪了。
I have known him for more than 50 years.
我有主与我同在。
And I have had the Lord with me.
我当然有许许多多的经验经历。
Yes, I have a lot of experiences with him.
可能几天几夜也讲不完。
And I can talk about day and night.
我就是想分享说我怎么样受主的吸引来亲近主。
I just want to share with you how I first was drawn by the Lord to come to him.
首先呢就是 对一个信的人，真的是有福的。
And it truly is a very blessed thing to believe in Jesus.
这句话是主耶稣亲口向门徒说的。
And this is something said by Jesus himself.
就是在主耶稣复活以后，他向门徒显现。
After his resurrection, he appeared to his followers.
但是呢，那一次，其中一位门徒叫多马，他不在场。
And one of his followers, in the name of Thomas, he was absent when Jesus appeared.
所以呢，其他门徒说：“哎呀，主向我们显现。”他竟然不相信。
So when other followers said, "You know, the Lord appeared to us," he did not believe.
所以呢，再过了一周以后，主耶稣又在门徒聚集的时候向门徒们显现。
And in the following week, Jesus appeared again while his disciples were gathering.
主说：“愿你们平安。”
He said, "Peace be with you."
然后就对多马说：“
And he turned to Thomas.
来摸摸我的手，摸摸我的脚。
And touch my hand, touch my feet.”
啊，多马吓坏了吧？他想，哇，这位主是真的显现了，说主啊，你是我的主，我的神。
And Thomas was terrified. He said, "You are indeed my Lord, my God."
主耶稣就对多马说
，And Jesus said to Thomas,
你因为看见我才信。
You believe because you have seen.
没见我，那没见过我就信的有福了。
Blessed is the one who believes without seeing.
所以今天呢，我们虽然常常听到人说。主耶稣在哪里？我看不见啊。
Oftentimes we heard people questioning us, "Where is Jesus? I can't see him."
对不起，我们不能真的把主耶稣现身给你。
We have to apologize because there's no way we can bring out the physical Jesus to show you.
呀，即使我觉得我跟主很亲近，但是如果主忽然一下显现给我的话
，You know, I'm very close to Jesus, but I think one day if Jesus suddenly appeared in front of me,
我想我也会吓得那个魂不附体了。
I think I will tremble and almost die.
神不是要吓唬我们。
And I don't think God's here to scare us.
他用非常非常温柔的方式来亲近我们。
Instead, he comes to us in a very gentle manner.
这个温柔也可以说就像水一样，像空气一样。
And he's as gentle as water, as the air.
就像我们时刻都在呼吸。
Just like we breathe moment by moment.
我们是不是有一个人忽然就想说我要研究这空气里面是含什么成分我才要吸气。
We thought about what is within the air so that we then will decide whether I will breathe or not.
当然不是，我们是时刻靠着呼吸而活着。
No, we live by breathing the air.
真的主他真的就像这个灵属灵的气息。
And Jesus is that spiritual air.
可以在我的里面。
He is inside of us.
在我的身体外面。
And also outside of us.
在我的四周。
He is surrounding us.
他可以说是充满万有。
And he fills all.
而他是真的灵，他无所不知，无所不能。
And because he is the spirit, so he knows everything, and he's capable of doing everything.
Yeah, 光就这一点，真的我就觉得非常的折服，非常的伟大。
Just that mere fact already convinced me that he is so great.
所以这一句第一句话，我希望朋友们就记得，我们虽然没见。不能见他，我们就相信他。他说是有福的。
So the first I want to leave with you, my friend, is that blessed the one that who believes without seeing.
Yeah. 第二个 statement, 第二句话呢，就是说我虽然没见过他，但是我竟然会爱他。
And the second thing I want to share with you is that I never saw him with my physical eyes, but I love him.
但是呢，这是一个。可以说是一个漫长的爱情故事的过程。
And this is a long, long love story.
我虽然是从小就很羡慕去参加礼拜堂的这个小朋友讲故事的聚会啊。
And I always envied to go to children's Sunday school since I was very young.
但是呢，我对主到底还是不够认识。
But my knowledge about the Lord was very limited.
Yeah, 主是在我的一生当中一步一步的引导我。
But step by step, he guided me.
一直到我可以说这样说吧，考完初中联考以后，我受尽以后。
And after I finished the entrance examination into junior high, I was baptized.
我就被邀请去参加一次的青少年的特别聚会。
And after the baptism, I was invited to the youth conference.
那次聚会真的是对我一个大开启。
And to me, that was a great revelation.
讲到说神乃是一个灵。
In that conference, they shared with me us that God is a spirit.
而我们人呢，不单是有我们的身体。 有我们的心思、情感、我们的意志。
It also talks about the make of man. Not only we have mind and feelings and willpower.
更重要的，我们里面有灵。
Most importantly, deep within, there is a spirit inside of us too.
这也就是为什么人称为万物之灵。
That's why we are called the spirit of all things.
呀，我们不会看到任何一个动物，甚至猴子去找一个对象来拜拜。
And you don't see any animals out in the wilderness will find something to worship.
只有人他会去寻求。
But only man will seek the creator.
总是会想有一位超过我们的。
Man believes there's a superior being somewhere out there.
因为这个世界被创造太奇妙了。
Because you look at the creation, you know it's marvelous.
连草连花都有生命。
And you see life within fragile things like flowers or grass.
这生命是从哪里来的呢？
And you wonder where did all these lives come from?
呀，我从小也就是喜欢去想这些问题。
And these are the questions I had since I was a child.
感谢主，自从那样的一个聚会里面，我就知道说，哇，我上学是不够的。
And then after the conference, realized, no, by going to school is not enough.
因为我所现在想要知道的，不是学校里的老师会教我的。
Because what I'm eager to know wasn't just something that teacher could teach.
我真的很羡慕去参加每一个聚会。
I really want to find out more about this great God through many church meetings.
虽然初中、高中我们都是要天天考试，准备联考的。
You know, back in my time, junior high, high school, the academic pressure was tremendous. Every day we have tests.
但是我知道。那些不是我人生最重要的事情。
But I truly realized within my heart, those things were not the most important thing in my life.
追求认识神是我人生最重要的事情。
But seeking and knowing God will be my best and utmost goal.
这怎么样证明呢？我在每天早晨上学以前啊。
How do I know that?
我就愿意说在我家附近的小公园。这个迪安就知道那个一通公园刚刚建好。那在那个小公园我就愿意去那边坐在那边先读一下圣经十分钟也好。
My desire was evident because every morning before I went to school, I would pass by this park and I would spend at least 10 minutes or so just to spend some time reading Bible and pray before I would go to school.
或者是呢到校园里面去找一个很安静的角落。
Or I would arrive in school early and I'd find a quiet corner.
呀，我愿意在那边安静，打开我的圣经，然后呢，跟主教那个祷告几句。
I will open the Bible, read the Bible, and just talk to God.
也可以说这是我的见证。我每天进教室的时候，我的脸都是非常开开心心的。
And you know, so that's why every time when I walk into the classroom, there's a smile on my face.
而我的同班同学呢，他们都是在埋头苦读啊。
And I could tell all my classmates they were like diligently studying under a tremendous pressure.
对，他们就是在很大的压力之下。
And they were under a lot of school pressure.
那他们呢，就看到我这种那么开心的样子，他们会很羡慕的。
They always were very jealous about my smiley face.
你翻译的很好，是 jealous， 他不光是 envy。结果有一位同学还真的有一天还面对我说：“我真嫉妒你。”
And because the one classmate actually made that comment to me, so I'm so jealous of you.
并不是说我其他功课啊，或者是其他方面的表现。
Not for other reasons.
我真的是愿意每一位同学都知道说，主要就是因为我有主在我里面。
Because I have the Lord who lives inside of me.
这样呢，一直到了考完大学以后
，and after I graduated from the college，
因为我是、
after I graduated from the high school， after the entrance examination to college，
就是我自己呢，对人生有一点点不同的追求了
，and I have different goal to pursue。
因为我从小是六岁开始学钢琴
，and I learned piano since I was six。
到高三的时候转文组班，为了考音乐系。
And when I was 12th grade, I switched my, you know, at the time you had to decide which major you study, so I switched groups.
所以
because I want to major in music.
那我留在台北读音乐系的主要一个原因是我可以常常去听音乐会。
And I wanted to stay in Taipei so that I can go to various concerts.
我是全班跑音乐会最勤快的人。
And I went to concerts the most compared with other classmates.
我几乎每个礼拜都去音乐会。
I was find some concert to go to every week.
因为我想，既然我学这个，我就要去多去观摩啊。
I figure I'm a music major, I need to learn.
我 可是呢，每一次的音乐会，我坐在那边，都是给我一个沉思默想的机会。
Every time when I was sitting in the concert, I would meditate.
我要想想，在舞台上表演那个人是不是我所羡慕的
？And I would challenge myself, am I envious of the person who's performing on the stage?
我这一生是不是也要像那样子，就成为一个演奏家呢
？And is this the future of my life to be a performer?
但是呢，每一次音乐会完了以后呢，我又会觉得。蛮空空荡荡的。
Every time after the performance was over, I feel kind of empty.
是的，我在很多年的音乐会的这个经历以后呢，我可以说我蛮肯定的，这不是我人生所要的。
After many years of observing like that, I came to a conclusion: this is not the goal for my life.
我甚至问主说：“那我学音乐干嘛？我弹琴干嘛呢
？”So I asked Lord, "Why did you lead me to major in music? Why did I have to learn piano for so many years? Is this not my goal?"
在座因为有不少的同学小朋友在学钢琴或者学不同的乐器。
And a lot of children or young people here, you are learning different instruments.
我可以说学乐器的过程是非常好的一种训练。
And I will encourage you because learning an instrument is a good discipline.
对手脑并用跟对性格上的训练。
And it builds up your character, also helps you to mobilize and help the coordination between your brain and your hand and your eyes.
还有性格 your characteristics.
And build up your character.
对，因为你没有一点耐心跟专心，你是没办法学下来的。
It takes focus for you to continue.
但是呢，我们一定要知道说，学任何东西是不是有一个意义在那里，有个目标在那里。
But whatever we do, we need to make sure we know the meaning or the purpose of learning something.
否则我们花了这么多的功夫，真的不是容易的事情，花了很多的时间精力在里面。
Otherwise, you have to spend so much time and effort into something you have no goal for.
最后呢，就觉得说，学了别的系，这些干脆就丢掉算了，没有什么意思。
And when you go to college, you may be majoring something else, and you just totally leave this behind.
我感谢主，因为借着我在教会里面为大家的服务。
And I thank Lord because I serve in the church.
我觉得这就是我学琴的意义。
And I use music to serve. I think that was why I learned how to play piano.
虽然花了很多年的功夫。
Even though I spent so many years learning this.
但是摆在主里面或摆在弟兄姊妹当中，我就觉得这非常有意义。
And but I find it very meaningful if I use it in the house of God for brothers and sisters.
感谢主，主吸引我。
I thank the Lord for his grace.
使我愿意逐步的愿意更多认识他。
So I'm willing to come to know him little by little.
但这不是说我就这一生从来就没有想到从来就没有爱慕过别的事情或者说脱离过。
Even though the Lord draws me close, but doesn't mean I didn't love anything else.
就是因为我们人常常会看去追求眼睛看得见的东西。
Because it's so easy for us to seek or to go after things And we can see with our eyes.
终于在大学的一段时间里面
，When I was in college，
我就想，星期天是我唯一的时间可以出去游山玩水。
And often I thought, you know, Sunday is the only time I can have some fun.
然后呢，我也不想说我跟同学太不一样，我就也希望跟同学一样，我也可以去吃，在外面吃馆子跟看电影啊。
And I don't want to be very different from my peers.I could choose to go to movies and to eat at some nice restaurant.
但是这样经过一段时间以后
And I did that. After a period of time,
我真的觉得我与主有一些疏远了
And I felt there's a distance being built up between me and the Lord.
一直到我出国读书
And until I graduated, I went overseas for advanced study.
那长话短说，主给我安排在一个校园
To make the long story short, he brought me to a campus.
那是我自己选择了一个校园，因为非常美丽。
A beautiful campus.
但是呢，我找不到一位中国人跟我讲话。
But I found no Chinese to whom I could speak.
我应该说有20,000多人的学校里面有100多位中国同学。
Was 20,000 people on campus, maybe less than 100 Chinese.
但是我住的地方离他们远，我是离音乐系近，所以我可以方便练琴。
But I don't live close to those Chinese, but I'm closer to my department.
而且每个周末我就开车到那个芝加哥大城市。
And every weekend I would drive to Chicago.
所以两个都市里面我都没有碰到就都没有跟中国同学交接。
Therefore, I really don't come into contact with a lot of Chinese friends.
哇、wow, 我在校园里面的时候我真是孤单极了。
I was so lonely.
嗯这种孤单的感觉后来想起来都还会掉眼泪的。
And looking back, every time I go, I thought about how lonely I was, I would tear up even now.
甚至那边我也没有觉得没有教会可以去。
And there was no church I could go to.
我就每天一个人在餐厅吃饭的时候呢。
And every day when I ate in the cafeteria.
我就跟主祷告说主啊你坐在我对面吧。
And I would say, Lord, why don't you just sit across from my table?
与我同吃与我同坐同行。
And eat with me, walk with me.
就是在那样一个环境里面。
And in that kind of situation.
可能主就安排这样的环境来迫使我再来寻找主。
I learned to seek God's face.
刚开始的时候觉得说主啊，这个环境太空荡了。
Initially, I said, Lord, this is just so empty.
那个天空真是大呀。
Look at the sky, it's so immense.
那个玉米田真是大，你看不见
底边的。The cornfield is like without limit when I look out.
只有主，你是真实的与我同在。
And I only have you who is with me the whole time.
我相信那是我人生一个很好的经验。
And to me, that was something very precious.
因为主说，寻找他的就必寻见。
Because the Bible has promised those who seek Him will find Him.
如果我们被很多其他的人事物霸占的时候
，A lot of times when we are occupied by other things or people，
我们总是很忙碌
，We are so busy，
我们真是没有一颗安静的心来寻求主
，And we don't have a quiet heart to look for the Lord。
当然，你就会觉得神在哪里啊？神离我们非常的遥远
，And you might feel God's very far from you。
但是呢，如果我们安静，我们愿意单独的来寻找主。
But if you can quiet down your heart, spend some time and seek Him alone.
主真是愿意被我们寻见他。
And you find out that God wants to be found by us.
你会发现他事实上就是等在那边与我们交谈。
And you discover that God has been waiting for us and waiting to talk to us.
我可以说有很多很多大小的见证哈。
And I have many experiences like that, big and small.
就讲最近去年有一天。我现在讲简短了好我要把多一点时间留给我的弟兄了。就是主说的一句话主说的一句话爱我的必蒙我父爱他。
Those who love me will be loved by my father.
所以呢主不单是要我们相信他。
So Jesus not only wants us to believe in him,
而且呢让我们经历他的爱。
But he wants us to experience this love.
你就会发现在你周围所有的事情的发生都是他的爱手亲自安排的。
And gradually you realize everything you experience is out of his loving hand.
因为他既然将他的独生子赐给我们。
Because he has given us his one and only son.
他岂不将万有同他一同赐给我们吗？
He will of course give us everything else.
我们的信心是要逐日逐时的增长的。
And our faith needs to grow little by little, day by day.
我们对主的爱也是逐日逐时的在增长。
In the same way, our love for him should increase day after day.
直到有一天我们会与主相见。
And until one day, we're going to see him face to face.
这就是我们人生最后最大的盼望。
And that is the greatest hope for us.
感谢主。
And I thank the Lord.
赐给我一个非常有意义。非常丰富的人生。
For giving me some a very meaningful, very abundant life.
我希望在座的朋友们。
And my wish is that for you, my friend.
听到我这样一生的经历。
When you hear the story of my life.
你有一颗羡慕的心。
Then you can have a heart that desires to
be with the Lord. 你一定要去寻求这位看不见的主。
And you will want to seek this invisible God.
但是在你的灵里面你会遇见他。
Even though he's invisible, but you can meet him in your spirit.
而且可以享受他。做你这一生的伴侣。
And you can enjoy him and have him as your partner for life.
他的自己是你这一生最大的祝福。
He himself will be the greatest blessing for you.
求主祝福各位。
May the Lord bless everyone.
谢谢大家的掌声。
Thank you for your encouragement.
在将近1980年前
About 1980 years ago
在犹太地，就是今天的以色列。
In the land of Judah, today's Israel.
在那里的大京城耶路撒冷。
In the great city Jerusalem.
时间在三月底四月初。
In towards the end of March, beginning of April.
有一次大的群众聚会。
There was a great multitude congregation.
那是一个公审大会。
And that was a gathering for judgment.
据历史学家告诉我们。
According to the historians.
那一次的大审。
That great judgment,
那一次的 大聚集
and that great gathering,
有40万耶路撒冷的群众
the number of people exceeded over 400,000
面对着总督府
and facing their government
在那里大声地喊钉死他钉死他钉死他
and the crowd shouted out crucify him, crucify him, and crucify him
他们所要钉死的那个对象
and the one they tried to crucify
在远处的一个台上
and was on this a platform in the distance
带着荆棘的冠冕
on this man there was the crown of thorns
穿着紫色袍子
and wearing a purple robe
不断的有人在那里羞辱他
and people insulted this man
他的名字叫耶稣
and this name's man is Jesus
今天早晨
And this morning,
我们在这里唱这首诗歌
When we sang this short hymn,
神差爱子
that God sent his son,
他名叫耶稣
His name is Jesus.
他赐下爱
He came to love,
宽恕
heal,
他死里复活
and he was raised from the dead.
那在那一次的群众大会上
In that particular crowd gathering,
看起来这位耶稣
It appeared that this Jesus
他是要死在这些人手里
would die in the hands of the crowd
很特别
but something special about that
你知道当年这个犹太是亡在罗马帝国手里
you know Jews lost their kingdom to the hands of Roman
所以当年在耶路撒冷
And so in Jerusalem,
统治的人
the ruling party,
是凯撒大帝派在那里的一个总督
was the governor sent by Caesar,
叫做比拉多
Herod.
你记得中国在八年抗战的时候
Remember the civil war in China, the eight-year civil war?
日本人横行霸道
It's not civil, I'm sorry. The war against Japan.
这个日本人横行霸道
and Japanese prevail in our land
并且有好多的地方成立了伪政府
and they actually have established these false governments everywhere they went
伪政府里头的这些官员
and officials that work in those governments
为了自己的好处
and for their own benefits
处处要巴结日本人
they try to have a good relationship with
中国人就叫这些人叫汉奸
and those kind of Chinese governors working for a Japanese government, we call them 汉奸
1980年前
and that was 1980 years ago
在这样一个群众大会上
in that kind of crowd gathering we talk about
有一批犹太人的宗教家
and there was this group of Jewish religious leaders
他们百计千方要说动这个罗马的总督比拉多
And they tried their best to convince the governor at the time.
要求这个比拉多把耶稣钉死。
They asked him to crucify Jesus.
因为犹太人是亡国奴。
Because Jewish were like secondary citizens at the time.
他们没有任何法律上的权利可以定人死罪。
They had no right legally to crucify him.
他们要求比拉多把耶稣钉死。
But they asked, therefore they asked the governor to sentence Jesus to death through crucifixion.
比拉多三番两次的说我查不出他有什么罪
and the governor kind of repeatedly says I could find no wrong in this man
那么这些犹太的奴才就是犹奸、啊、
and all these traitors Jewish traitors
就说他是神的儿子
will tell government says, you know, this guy says that he is the son of God.
照着犹太人的规矩，可以用这个罪名把他定死。
And according to our tradition, we could just send him to death.
但是对比拉多来说，这是你们犹太人的宗教问题。
That's your Jewish religious requirements.
所以这些犹太们又想出一条。
So these traders, Jewish traders, they come up with another idea.
他说他是王。
And they say, you know, Jesus claimed that he is the king.
这个比拉多还是说我查不出他有什么罪名。这些犹太们就对比拉多多说。
And so the Jewish traders said,
我们没有别的王。
We have no other king.
只有凯撒是我们的王。
But only Caesar is our king.
你如果不定他死罪。
Therefore, if you do not sentence him to death,
你就不是凯撒大帝的忠臣。
Then you are not the loyal, subordinate of the king Caesar.
所以比拉多心里面就七上八下。
So Pilate was concerned, he hesitated.
他就进去又问耶稣。
So he went in and interrogated Jesus one more time.
你是王吗？
Said, are you the king?
耶稣怎么回答？
What did Jesus say?
你说我是王。
He said, you said I am a king.
我为此而生。
And I was born for this cause.
也为此到人世间来。
And for this I came into the world.
凡听真理的
Those who listen
就听我的
will listen to me.
这个比拉多听了耶稣的话
And after hearing Jesus' response,
心里有一种说不出来的感受
And Pilate had this indescribable feeling,
他很想释放耶稣
He really wanted to set Jesus free.
但是终究胜不过外面环境上的权衡利害
But he could not deal with the pressure and, the concern for his own benefit.
他至终还是把耶稣钉死了。
So at the end, he crucified Jesus.
但是这一位被钉死的耶稣
But this crucified Jesus,
他在人面前
in front of men,
从来没有那种不得已的感觉。
He never was reluctant.
他愿意为这所有的罪人把自己摆在十字架上。
Instead of,For the sake of all sinners, Jesus was willing to be crucified on the cross.
但是我们的这位耶稣
But our dear Jesus,
在他说话的中间
in his own words,
他表明他是王
He indicated that he indeed was a king.
他表明他是神的儿子
he expressed that he was the son of God.
这样一位人怎么把他定的死
That how can a person like that to be crucified?
我们知道主我们最熟悉的经节说神爱世人
We all know about this verse,
甚至赐下他的独生子叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生
But he who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life.
不错的神把耶稣赐给我们
yes, God has given us Jesus.
但是人怎样把他钉死了
But how do we crucify him?
就是外面看在那一次的群众大会上
And if you look from outside, yes, in that gathering of crowd,
是40万的人以上的人喊着说钉死他钉死他
Over 400,000 men shouted out, crucify him, crucify him.
但是我们的主就这约翰福音第十章的记载
And according to the recording in the John,
第十章
第十章 chapter 10,
他说没有人取我的命
Jesus claimed that no one can take my life.
是我自己舍的。
Instead, I'm willingly give it out.
我有权柄舍了。
I have the authority to give.
也有权柄取回来。
I also have the authority to bring it back.
弟兄姊妹们，朋友们。
Therefore, my brothers and sisters.
就从外面的环境看。
So outwardly speaking,
人在那里钉他十字架。
Through that man crucified Christ.
就这属天的眼光看
But from the heavenly perspective,
是我们的主自己愿意把自己舍了
Jesus himself willingly gave his life for our sake.
他借着这些人的手把自己送到十字架上
Through the hands of man, he gave his own life on the cross.
为着叫我们这般人有一条又行又活的路
In order to open up for you and me a new and living way.
主在说这句话的时候
When Jesus said that,
就表明他是复活的主
He already proved that he was the risen Lord.
我有权柄舍了
I have the right to give
也有权柄取回来
I'm also having the right to bring it back
他钉十字架没有一丝一毫的勉强
Therefore he was not reluctant at all
让你们定了
He said let you crucify
我的血就在神面前 满足神公义的要求。
My blood can be shed and satisfy the requirement of righteousness.
我的血就为所有愿意相信的人开一条又新又活的路。
And my blood can open a new and living way for those who believe.
并且借着我的死
and through my death,
叫所有信我的人认识我是复活。
All the believers can realize that I am the resurrection.
今天早晨我们唱这首诗歌太好了。
And that was a great short hymn we're singing.
因他活着。
Because he lives.
因他活着我能面对明天。
I can face tomorrow.
主耶稣要给我们的信息就是他是永远活着的。
And the message Jesus wants to give to us that he lives forever.
他钉死十字架是一个必须的手续。
And he has to be crucified.
但钉死十字架不是目的。
And that was a necessary procedure, but that was not the reason.
更要紧的事情是他复活。
And that was not the purpose. The purpose
就叫我们与他一同复活。
When he rise again, we rise with him.
圣经说他复活升天登宝座。
And Bible tells us that Jesus resurrected and he ascended to heaven.
赐下圣灵来。
He enthroned and he sent down the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵像什么呢？
So what does the Holy Spirit look like?
圣灵就像空气一样。
It's like the air.
我们需要阳光。
We need sunlight.
我们需要水。
We need water.
但是我们发现我们最需要更需要的是这看不见的空气。
And we need even more this invisible air, atmosphere.
哦，主耶稣在地上的时候
When Jesus was on earth,
他是一个完全的人
he was a perfect man,
他复活升天以后
and after he resurrected, he
赐下圣灵来
send down his Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵
through his Spirit,
表明他与我们无处不在的同在
he is able to be with us everywhere.
借着圣灵
through the Holy Spirit,
表明这位复活的主他能够垂听我们所有的祷告祈求
It shows to us that this living God is able to hear our prayer every moment.
我们姊妹们做见证
And our sister was giving their testimony.
啊，我们这都经历这位说不出来奇妙的复活的耶稣
We all have experienced this wonderful, undescribable Jesus.
他叫我受感动
He touched us.
他叫我经历他的奇妙
He take us through and let us experience him.
他叫我经历他复活的大能
He let us experience his power of resurrection.
他平静我的叹息
And he calmed my
除掉我的惧怕
And remove my fears.
他叫我里面满了温馨
He helped me to feel warmth of love.
主耶稣借着钉死十字架
Through crucifixion.
他告诉我们他没有被死捆绑住
that he was not kept by death,
因为他是永活的主
because he is the living God.
他借着他的复活
and through his resurrection,
要告诉我们一个信息
he wants to tell us this one important
他愿意借着复活的生命
that through his resurrection,
跟我们来连结
he will unite with us.
我们干嘛信耶稣呢
？So why do we believe?
我们信耶稣为了要得着耶稣
so that we can have Jesus.
神爱世人
God so loved the world,
甚至将他的独生子赐给我们
He gave his one and only son.
然后我们得什么呢
so, what do we get?
我们当然是得着耶稣了
of course, we get Jesus,
就是得着耶稣基督
Jesus Christ、
啊、那么神弟兄不对这个明明说反得永生
But you will say, oh, Brother Paul, you're wrong. Bible says so that you can have eternal life.、
啊、如果我们用数学的代换公式
If you use equation mark,
比如说我赐给你一样东西
If I give you something,
你就得着那样东西
then you get that.
我给你一盒糖你就得着一盒糖
If you give you a box of candies, then you will have
我给你一粒珍珠你就得着一粒珍珠
If you give you a pearl, you will have a pearl.
神赐耶稣给我们
When God gives us Jesus,
我们得着什么呢
What do we get?
就是得着耶稣他
Jesus,
就是永生
He is the eternal life.
我们常常以为永生是一件物质的境界
A lot of times we thought,We think about eternal life in a material world.
我们没有想到永生就是一个人
We never thought about that eternal life
就是为我们死而复活的耶稣
It's Jesus who died and rose for us.
他为了叫我们得着
In order for us to have him.
就在复活的境界里
So that he is in this living realm.
叫我们能够跟他有接触
Once we have Jesus, we can have contact with him.
怎样接触呢
How?
哎呀，圣经有一句话太好了。
Bible says there.
他说这道离你不远呐、啊。
So you know this word is not far from you.
就在你心里。
It's right in your heart.
在你口里。
It's in your mouth.
主的道高不高？高。
God's words and ways are great and high.
主的道深不深
？And deep.
深。
Indeed.
主的道奥不奥妙？奥妙。
Isn't his way and his words marvelous? Yes.
但是主的道简不简单
And also, are his ways and words simple?
最简单。
Yes, the simplest.
你相信就得着他这个道的精华，就是他自己。
As long as we believe, we can have him.
啊，他说这道啊，离我们不远啊。
He says not far from you.
有多近呢？就在我的口里。
How close is it?
就在我的心里。
In your heart.
我如果口里承认。
Therefore, if I confess with my mouth.
心里相信。
And I believe in my heart.
就必得救。
Then I am saved.
啊，神给我们预备的是一条这么简单的道路。
Therefore, the way is so simple.
所以保罗在写书信的时候，他就禁不住要在那里说，凡求告主名的，就必得救。
That's why when Paul wrote the Bible, the particular verse, he said, those who seek his name and ask his name will be saved.
你能不能经历这样一件事情？
And those who call upon his name will be saved, and you can experience this too.
就是你在没有人的时候，
That is when you are by yourself,
你在那里向这位复活的主来求告一下。
You can call upon his name.
你说，哦，耶稣啊。
You can say, oh, Jesus.
你不会祷告，我们大家多数人不会祷告。
Most of us don't know how to pray.
但是这几个字就是求告。
But you know, when you say, oh, Jesus, that's calling, that's praying.
然后你就发现你里面啊，就不太一样。
And then you feel something different happen.
你天天这样简单的求告，你就发现啊，你和这位复活的主越来越近。
Just call upon him like that every day, then you realize that your relationship with him is getting closer and closer.
而你就发现啊，好像你啊得的力量比从前大。
And you feel that you are strengthened gradually.
你就发现啊，你所面临的忧愁比从前少。
And then your worry seems to subside.
主给我们一条路是真是简单的路。
And because the Lord has given us an easy way.
求告主名就必得救。
Call upon his name, you will be saved.
啊，为什么呢？因为啊，主说啊，这就是得救的路啊。
Because this is the way to be saved according to the Lord.
口里承认。
To confess.
心里相信，信什么呢？
Believe in your heart. What do we believe?
信神叫他从死里复活了。
We believe that God has raised Jesus from the dead.
在座各位。
My dear friends.
我们所相信的。
What we believe.
最重要的一点。
The most important thing.
相信耶稣从死里复活。
That he is raised from the dead.
这个是传福音啊最难的地方。
And sometimes this is probably the most difficult part of the gospel.
从前啊圣经里面记载使徒保罗传福音。
When Paul, Apostle Paul was sharing the gospel,
他讲什么都好。
He can say anything.
一讲啊，耶稣复活。
But whenever he comes to the point that Jesus was raised from the dead,
听福音的人摇摇头就走了。
And a lot of listeners would just shake their head and walk away.
为什么呢？因为人心里塞满了今天啊这些哲学思想，这些地上教育的背景。
Because we are filled by the knowledge of this world.
但今天早上主给我们恩典。
But this morning the Lord will give us.
我们听见这位复活的主。
We heard about this resurrected Lord.
他要向我们施恩。
Who wants to have grace?
他要借助我们的呼求与我们连结。
He wants to unite with us through our calling to him.
我们里面就不自觉的欢喜起来了。
And then we cannot help but rejoice.
啊，我真怕今天早上我们都在这里啊，好像想听一篇道。
And I'm afraid you come here want to just hear something nice.
主耶稣叫我们认识。
But the Lord wants us to know.
没有什么大道理。
There's no big words here.
就是信与不信的问题。
It's only a matter whether you believe or not.
我今天也发现。
And I discovered that today.
所有来做见证的这些姊妹们。
And all the sister and brother who gave testimony here.
他从来不是因为道听的精彩相信。
And you know, listen to their story. They did not believe because they heard a great sermon.
我们的 Vivian 姊妹能这见证。
And then Vivian was sharing here.
大家唱诗歌的时候，她莫名其妙感动。
She was touched when she was singing songs.
我们 Tina 姊妹能见证。
And Tina testified here.
因着在患难中，她经历了教会的扶持和带导。
She experienced the prayer and the support of church in her tribulation.
她经历了这位生命之主的奇妙。
She experienced the marvelousness of.
从来不是哪一个人口才无辩才无碍叫他被征服。
Not because somebody was eloquent and convinced them.
所以今天早晨。
Therefore, this morning,
我们传主的福音。
We're here to tell you the good news of the Lord.
没有什么大道理。
There's no big words.
只是简单的给弟兄姊妹一个信息。
But a simple message.
这位复活的基督。
This resurrected Christ.
我们可以借着简单求告他的名。
We can have him through simply calling on his name.
与他联合，
we can unite with him.
与他接触，
we can have contact with him.
可以经历这位奇妙大能的基督。
We can experience this great price.
问题就是我们在生活里。
The problem is when we.
我们肯不肯来呼求求告他
？Are we willing to call upon His name?
我们打开我们的口求告他。
Just open your mouth and call unto Him.
我们就发现我们所走的是一条宽广的生命的道路。
Then you realize you're walking on a very smooth, very wide path of life.
所以今天早晨在座的朋友们、弟兄姊妹们，所有在座各位
，So everyone who sits here this morning，
肯不肯跟着我来求告耶稣的名
？Are you willing to follow me to call upon His name？
啊，我们听多了，不如有一点实行。
You have heard a lot. Why don't we put the, what we heard into practice？
啊，你们看看灵不灵
？And let us see if it works。
好，告诉你，一求告主的名，里面的感觉像切西瓜，包甜。
It's like eating sweet watermelon. Just call on His name, you taste the goodness of the Lord.
这个求告主的名不在于大声小声。
You don't have to be loud.
不在于什么方法。
And there's no particular way of.
在于你的心愿意向他敞开。
What matters is whether you truly open your heart toward Him.
我知道我们的朋友 Wayne 是一个非常内向的人。
And I know Wayne is very
你说你开口大声喊耶稣，他不干的。
And if you ask, invite him to say, "Shout out the name of Jesus," I don't think he would do it.
但是啊，我知道主的灵若是感动他，他会在深处在那里啊呼喊。
And I know if the Spirit of the Lord touch him, he would do that.
好不好？我们试试看。
Why don't we pray this?
啊，Oh, 耶稣。
Why don't we say this? Oh, Jesus.
Oh, 耶稣。
Oh, Jesus.
耶稣啊。
Oh, Jesus.
复活的主
Risen Lord,
我求告你的名
I call upon your name.
你说求告你名的
you have promised those who call
就必得救
will be saved.
耶稣啊
Lord Jesus,
我愿意得救
I want to be saved.
我求告你的名
and I'm calling upon your name.
求你叫我深处觉得喜乐
Now help me to feel the joy from
觉得自由
feel free.
觉得释放
feel delivered.
耶稣啊
，Oh Jesus，
我求你叫我在生活里常常这样呼求你的名。
Help me to call upon your name on the daily.
求你借着圣灵来帮助我。
Lord, may your Holy Spirit come and help.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
I pray in Jesus' name.
阿门。哎呀，这是一条简单的道路。
It's a very simple way.
这是一条活的道路。
But it's a living way.
圣经告诉我们啊。
Bible has told us.
我们这个人得救了。
We are saved.
不只是我们得救，我
个人得救。When we are saved, not only I am saved.
并且借着我
，but through me，
把这个救恩带到我自己的家里去了。
The salvation can be brought to my household.
好像啊，这个有一个缺口，可以让圣灵的工作借着这个缺口进去了。
It's like there now is an opening, and through that opening, the Holy Spirit can go through into my house.
这个是啊，这个耶稣的仆人。使徒保罗告诉我们的
And this is promised by Apostle Paul, the servant of Christ.
他说当信主耶稣
He said this before, believing the Lord,
你和你一家都必得救
You and your whole household will be saved.
哎呀当信主耶稣
Believe in the Lord.
你信了没有
Do you believe in the Lord?
你信了
If you do,
感谢赞美主
You should give him thanks.
啊圣灵可以借着你把救恩带到这个家里去
Because now through you, Jesus can come into your house.
我看到 Ada 姊妹在做。
I see our dear sister Ada here.
我心里有一种感动。
I'm so moved.
我们 Ada 姊妹可以做这样的见证。
Because I know she can testify to.
在这一个她的家里。
In her house.
啊，要信主真是不容易。
It is so hard to believe in the Lord.
但是这位复活的主借着我们的姊妹起了一个奇妙的头。
And but the Lord has a blessed start in her family.
你看那个救恩啊就要一点一滴的借着我们的姊妹带到她的家里去。
You know the salvation will enter into her household little by little through our sister.
所以今天你在这里啊来听这个福音的信息。
So when you're here to listen to the good news.
圣灵帮助你。
We pray the Holy Spirit will help you.
让你知道你是一个关键人物。
Knowing that you are the key.
因为圣灵神的恩典要借着你带到这个家里头去。
The Holy Spirit will bring God's grace into your house through you.
所以今天我们的信息第一个
Therefore, the message number one today
就是 求告主名的就必得救。
Is that if you call upon the Lord's name, you will be saved.
我们的朋友陈金龙。
Our dear friend Chan here.
啊，我看到，我注意到他常常来。
And I notice how he comes all the time.
我们正盼望我们的陈金龙。
And we pray our friends.
跟我们一样啊，来呼求主的名。
We'll call upon the name of the Lord together.
啊，一求你里头啊，就会觉得真喜乐。
And you have this joy.
真不一样。
And you will know the difference.
啊，我看到啊，我们的朋友，我们的邻居。
And I see my neighbor here.
啊，他来到我们的中间。
And he's with us today.
啊，他想来听听道理。
And she wants to listen to the message.
哎呀，他就很失望，没有什么大道理。
She might be disappointed because there's no great words here.
啊，但是真稀奇，这个人说啊，有一条路。
But interestingly speaking, this speaker said there's a way.
求告主名。
He said, "Calls upon the name of the Lord."
哎，这个好像以前啊，没有注意到。
And something I never thought of.
感谢主，今天早上啊，听见了。
And I thank the Lord, I heard this great news.
随时都可以实行。
So now I can put it to practice all the time.
暗暗的呼求。
Just pray from your heart.
放胆的呼求。
Even you do it quietly or loudly.
单独的时候呼求。
Do it when you are alone, call upon the name of the Lord.
有人的时候，主给你刚强的灵，也呼求。
And when you're in public, if the Lord encourages you, do so.
救恩就从你带进了你的家。
So the salvation can enter into your house through you.
好，我们今天聚会就停在这里。
And our meeting ends here now.
求神借着圣灵的工作。
And we pray through the work of the Holy Spirit.
叫我们都经历他复活的大能。
God will help us to experience the power of His resurrection.
叫我们都借着求告他的名。
Through calling upon His name.
认识他复活是为着我们。
We can realize that He resurrected for our sake.
为着叫我们与他能够连结。
So that we can unite with Him.
叫我们借着呼求来亲近他。
So we can come close to Him.
借着呼求来依靠他。
So we can rely on Him.
借着呼求。
And through calling on Him,
复活的主就要做奇妙的事。
The risen Lord can do something wonderful.
我们相信复活的主他是永活的。
And we believe the resurrected Lord lives forever.
我们每一个在座都可以坦然面对明天。
So that we can face tomorrow.
每一个在座都里面不再有惧怕。
All of us here will have no more fear.
因为生命充满了希望。
Because life is full of hope.
只因他活着。
Just because he lives.
我们好不好再唱这个副歌？因他活着。
Can we sing the chorus one more time?
因他活着，我们没什么容，因他喜乐，不再惧怕。我深知道他掌管明天，生命充满了希望，因他活着。Because he lives, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives.最后一次，因他活着，我们面对明天，因他活着，不再惧怕。我深知道他掌握明天，生命充满了希望，只因他活着。哈利路亚，我们有一点祷告。主，我们求你纪念早间这一点的时间。我们虽然笨口拙舌，但是圣灵能做无往不透的工作。我们只求圣灵早间开启我们每一位的心窍。救我们脱离宗教的残累，让我们认识你是复活的主， 你是生命的主。
You are the Lord of life.
主啊，你说求告你名的就必得救。主，我们都愿意来求告你的名。因为天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。我们也知道除你以外别无拯救。主耶稣，早前我们抓住你的应许。你复活乃是为着叫我们与你能够连结。你复活乃是叫我们知道你是生命的主宰。求主早间点活我们。我们把前面的道路都交托在你的手里。我们将个人的家也都交托在你的手里。我们求告你。但愿你的恩典从我的求告就进入我的家庭。奉耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。